with 279-8919 or find us at coalplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Isn't Sure If His Fuse Is Lit.
Mr. Isn't Sure If His Fuse Is Lit.
Despite your multiple burns, some part of you still wants to inspect your smoldering, unlaunched bottle rocket face first.
Got 911 on speed dial.
A lifetime of skin grafting and scar tissue is the price you pay for a quality fireworks display.
Black Cat Catastrophe.
Sure, you could wait until the danger is past, but that would mean restarting your ridiculous Star-Spangled Banner CD.
The show must go on now.
So go ahead, place your blackened, scar-tissued face directly over that faulty firework. Take a closer look with your one remaining eye. Because after all, if it's made in China by a 7-year-old, what could possibly go wrong?
Mister isn't sure if his fuse is lit.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Trump administration plan to keep asylum seekers in custody indefinitely while their cases are pending is blocked by a federal judge in Seattle.
The policy announced by Attorney General William Barr in April would deny a bond hearing to asylum seekers with a credible fear of persecution if returned to the places from which they fled. The lawsuit to stop the policy was filed by the ACLU and other immigrants' rights advocates who accused the Attorney General of trying to upend the nation's immigration courts.
Fox's Sean Langell. A giant in the American auto industry has died.
If you can find a better car, buy it.
Lee Iacocca, top man at Ford when the company rolled out its first Mustang, he went on to Chrysler, which in the late 70s was on the brink of bankruptcy. But Iacocca got Chrysler to produce affordable cars and minivans. The company turned around and was able to pay back a government loan of $1.5 billion 7 years early.
Fox's Jill Nato. Lee Iacocca was 94. This is Fox News.
News Talk 93.1 invites you to
stand by for action
with the greatest living morning radio host, Greg Budell.
That's right.
Internet guru, Jay Scott.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
The engaged, Emily Hayes. By the way, what did fiance say to you that won your heart?
You're my type, baby. A woman.
Bailey, yes. The wonder dog.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
And Rich Thomas. How about a little weather, Rich?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot and this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, like Rich says, this is going to be a hot show.
It's damn hot.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
It's hot.
It's also our third and final hour, a conundrum coming up, and a chance to win a pine prize on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm your gracious, occasional, very occasional truck driver host, Greg Udell. Jay Scott is here.
Great Scott.
Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And this man.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
It's what arguably is the biggest outdoor weekend of the year. A couple of things worry me. The heat index near the 105 danger range today, tomorrow, and over the weekend as well. That's disturbing. Also, there'll be some thunderstorms around. Now, not every town will get one, but boy, oh boy, the storms that are around will produce a lot of lightning, and lightning deaths spike on 4th of July weekend because so many people are out and about, you know, at pools, in lakes, at the golf course, on the beach, that kind of thing. So be very careful. Our weather app will help you. Get it in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Heat index 102 to 106 today and tomorrow with scattered thunderstorms for the lucky. Low tonight down to 75. Tomorrow, much the same. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, though, a little bit better coverage on the storms. Still not enough to go around, but more on the radar with highs in the mid-90s. Right now this morning, we have 89% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies, and 78 at 8:06.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
So here we go with the big holiday weekend, and some of you may be hosting folks coming over to your house, you know, backyard cookout, and all of a sudden you got a plumbing issue. You're thinking, oh my gosh, it's a holiday weekend. This is going to cost an arm and a leg. It's not when you call Plumbing by Luke Wire, because they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So it can be on a weekend, it can be on a holiday, and you're gonna pay the same thing at Plumbing by Luke Wire. These are people, they're my go-to plumbers. There's just no question when I have an issue at my house. So I hope you'll consider them. And their phone number is really easy. It's 264-9666. 264-9666. They'll give you a target time on when they think they can be there. And then they'll pick up the phone and actually tell you when they're on their way. Then they'll sit down with you and say, okay, we've assessed the problem. This is what it is. This is what it'll cost. And we think it'll take this amount of time. And that's it. It's easy. So give them a call. Plumbing by Luke Wire. And you can also find them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right. I am getting ready to post. Since the conversation earlier this morning had turned to these crapmobiles from the 70s, I'm going to post that photo that Keith sent us.
It's the Vega.
Yeah. It's so weird to say it. I wonder if this is, there's probably very few of these still driving, I would think.
Somebody brought up the issue of rust, and I do remember that thing rusting away.
Well,
of course, up north, with the we had the salt on the roads. Right?
That did not help. But during those glorious days at Bob O'Connor Ford in the summer of 1978, mm-hmm. You tried like crazy if somebody was buying a new car to sell them rust proofing. It's $150.
Yep.
But you got $50 if you sold it. And many times that was equal to the commission you were getting on the car. Yeah. I was there, I think, 6 weeks. And it's funny. It's another example of how having one job can get you back to what you want to do. I had to do something. I thought, well, with my charisma, I should be a great car salesman, right? So I stopped by this place. It was a terrible. It was during the Carter years. Nobody was buying anything, and the interest rates were obscenely high. I gave it a shot, and it's funny because somebody from a radio station came by to sell Bob O'Connor some radio time, and they just, hey, you know, we got a guy here that was a DJ. Oh, well, tell him to call Paul Zarconi because he's looking for jocks. And I had a job that night back in radio. It's amazing how that works. Resumes, air checks, all that stuff, useless. Fate is your friend when it comes to getting that dream gig. Quick check on traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and we have some issues on the interstates. We have a crash on I-85 southbound. It's basically right around where Bell Road crosses over the interstate, so be careful if you're headed into town that way. We also see the authorities still working the accident at Highway 143 and I-65 southbound, so be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard, it's starting to look a little bit better out there. The traffic is mellowing out. It's still crowded and busy around the intersection. Just watch where you're headed. And the 31s have all cleared up this morning. We don't see any big problems for you there. The big tire sale is going on at the Reinhardt Toyota Service Center. Buy three tires, get the fourth for just $1. Don't miss this special. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Guess what we have?
Unity!
On today's Conundrum Options. So let's roll with it, shall we? What do we have left to give away, Jay?
What do we have, Jay?
We've given away two food outlets. So we still have in our prize bucket three seafood bistros.
Whoa.
And one food outlet.
Wow.
We're batting 1,000.
Okay. 7 out of 10 adults say they can tell when somebody is faking this.
Oh, and it's not that, by the way.
Yes, as Rich said.
Not that.
No, but people are still going to guess it.
That's okay. What do you think this might be? 7 out of 10 adults can tell when somebody is faking what? 272-9228. Let's get some calls in before I have to whip out the torture music to make people participate.
In fact, we already have a caller, so let's see. Maybe this will be a one and done today. Jim.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I use
one. What do you think this is? Do you have any idea?
I didn't hear that. I was on hold here and I couldn't.
Oh, you don't know the question? Okay.
No.
Oh, you were calling for something else?
Yes.
And the other callers are calling to participate in the conundrum.
Well, I'm sorry.
Now, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask out there, and maybe you got somebody in your audience there that knows anything about the state of Alabama tax return.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering, what is the deadline that they have to get your tax return back to you before they start paying a
when did you file?
Interest? I filed on the 23rd of March.
Okay. Let me tell you, I filed in February. It took 3 months. I finally picked up the phone and called them, and they put it on the fast track, and it happened pretty quick after I called them. And they said, oh, yes, yours is still hasn't been.
See, now I filed after the 15th. It was around the first or second week of May.
Yeah.
And my tax accountant, Steve Duro, who is very good at what he does, says that the way the state works is it's always broke.
Yeah.
And the first things they have to put funding in are all the EBT cards and the things that go out on whatever day of the month that is.
Mm-hmm.
Those get priority, which is aggravatingly ironic. And he says, probably the 15th of June. And guess what? That's when it came in. So it was about 6 weeks.
I got mine on the. I ain't got mine yet, but
I'd want to call just to make sure they had it.
Is there a time though that they have to have it back to you before they start getting interest?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know about that. I don't think they're so.
I'll tell you this.
They're not on a deadline.
April 16th is the date you start paying interest if you're late.
Exactly. Yeah. So it took me 3 months before I finally picked up the phone. And then she said, you'll probably have it within the next 7 to 10 days. We'll give it to an examiner. And so it took me calling.
I'm going to call. I've got that number. I called her about 2 weeks ago and she said, we're way behind. And I know they're trying to get all the money in that people owe them so they can turn around and pay the money.
Exactly.
To the
Well,
that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Rob Peter.
But the thing is, if they withheld the money from us all of last year,
they should have our.
They already have our money, right. So they should. Pay it back.
And I got a pretty good lick coming, and I could use the money. You know, I mean,
I had a big one.
It just kind of ticks you off.
Yep.
But I'm sure I'll get it. I'm going to call him up and tell him, I said, look, Greg Budell got his. I want mine.
It's my money and I want it now. Remember those commercials?
All right. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right, man.
Y'all have a good 4th of July.
You too. That's, again, I totally get his aggravation.
Yeah.
The taxpayer is always the one that gets screwed in the end, you know, with these things. They just take for freaking ever. You know, I thought I had that as a drop somewhere in the system.
My money, I don't want it now.
See, I got Moneymaker by Ludacris. I got Barney the Dinosaur. Let's see. No.
I want.
Who is that?
Do a variation of I Want
My MTV.
Who is
that commercial for?
Yeah.
It's My Money and I Want It Now.
Right? I don't know that, but I know the J.G. Wentworth jingle.
That's it. It's J.G. Wentworth.
That's for the structured settlement.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's My Money and I Need It Now. My money, and I need it now.
And then they did those operatic versions of it.
Yeah, that's the one
with
that I
know. J.G. Wentworth. 877777.
It's my money, and I need it now.
It's my money, and I need it now.
It's my money, and I need it now.
It's her money.
Says every rent collector across the river region.
Right, yeah.
By the way, there's a nice house on the market in Bellwood West.
Yes.
And if you were living in it, you wouldn't even have to leave it. Just sit on the porch to watch the fireworks
there
tonight.
You go. That's good.
I'm not familiar with Bellwood West.
It's beautiful.
Well, it's
a little piece of heaven.
It is, and it's so convenient to Blunt Cultural Park.
And to work. It's like it used to take me 6-7 minutes to get here from in the morning. Yeah. If anybody that's married in the studio right now wants a great deal on a 3-bed, 2-half house with numerous, as Eddie Bader himself said, upgrades.
Numerous upgrades.
You like marble kitchen countertops? You like a nice backsplash? You like a spot-up master bathroom with a garden tub?
Spot up, man.
Call Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. I listed with him, of course.
Of course. Who else would you list with? Nobody.
That was the fastest decision I ever made in my life. 60 minutes after 8, here's your where are the calls?
272-9228. You didn't give him the number.
There are callers, and we need them now.
Yeah.
That's good, Jay.
And J.G. Wentworth isn't going to buzz us. So our number's 272-9228. 7 out of 10 adults say they can tell when somebody is faking what? Am I clear about this?
Yeah. From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Senator Doug Jones met with rural hospital workers in Dadeville Tuesday. Jones heard from the staff at Lake Martin Community Hospital about the challenges they're facing. He says more funding is needed to keep these hospitals open. 8 months later, and still no answers for the family of a man shot and killed last Thanksgiving. Jermaine Sanders was shot in the 1800 block of Church Street in Selma while walking home from Thanksgiving dinner. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction. And celebrate the 4th of July tonight at Blount Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Music from Cam & Company starts at 6, followed by the fireworks show at 9 p.m. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here from my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online. 4 Healthy Pets online.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's the 4th of July. Celebrate this all-American holiday the all-American way. Drink a Budweiser.
Owned by a Belgian corporation.
Enjoy a hot dog.
A German sausage called a Frankfurter.
Or a hamburger.
Also named after a German city.
Light some fireworks.
Made in China.
Wave your miniature American flag.
Made in Mexico.
And celebrate democracy.
A political system from ancient Greece.
Happy 4th of July, America.
Welcome back to 3 Men and a Lady, News Talk 93.1. I never thought I could talk up Captain Kangaroo with such authority. We are at 8:19 and we have a conundrum going this morning. 7 out of 10 adults can tell when somebody is faking this, and we want to know what you think that is. And we're going to start the fun with the guy who puts the
Oy.
In Troy. Troy-C.
Hi, Troy.
Sleeping.
Sleeping. I like that guess. Some 10 adults say they can tell when somebody is faking sleep. It's not it, but it's a good guess.
You got kids, Troy?
I appreciate it.
Okay, bye, Troy.
Troy doesn't want to talk to you, Jay.
Apparently not. I just figured that's how you can tell when the kids are sleeping, you know. You can tell if they're sleeping or not.
We used to have to fake
Because they
that.
Fake it.
And I used to have to push my transistor radio under the pillow.
Oh.
God, am I old. Here's Leah.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Leah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good.
I have no plans for the next 4 days whatsoever. Not, well, except Saturday night at the biscuit game. By the way, come to Bomb Hours tonight. I got 4 pairs of tickets for our little biscuit party.
Oh, okay.
Free for those who can look me in the eye and say, I want to go.
That's a good criteria, I guess.
What's your guess on this one?
My guess is a fake laugh.
A fake laugh. Could that be the winning answer? You know what? It is!
You got it!
Oh! I finally won something.
You got...
And congratulations.
And you get a choice, too, of what you want to win.
Oh, bistro.
Oh, well, then that's what you got.
That was not even a thought.
Yeah.
Just sampling a few fake laughs here. Actually, this laugh here, that's from a tape that's like 25 years old from a guy that used to call my show named Gilbert. And Gilbert just had these all these odd affectations in the way he talked and laughed. And we recorded him. And he lives on. I don't think he's dead. He just lives on here. Hang on, Leah. Congratulations. Good for you. Mr. Jackson is on the line here, so we'll say good morning. We have a winner.
Yes, I heard that.
What was going to be your guess?
I was going to say remembering someone or their name.
Yeah, when you fake that whole thing of like, hey, I remember, yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
You run into somebody you hadn't seen in a while? Yeah, right.
You know, if I could shop at the God store for one gift that I wasn't already blessed with.
The God store.
Welcome to the God store.
Welcome to the God store. You remain perfect. Please. What else do you need?
Because basically,
the one in Millbrook is really good.
I think the one in Millbrook is called Oh God.
Yeah.
That's good. The God store. Anyway, if you could shop at the God store
for something I wasn't already born and blessed with, I would ask for an extra chip in the brain that would help me remember names better.
Names. I'm the same way. Very often, people come up, we all play the same games.
Sure.
They act like they know you. You act like you know them. And you're trying to figure out clues of who. You're listening carefully for clues.
Yeah. That's just... I had a friend who trained himself with this memory technique. Mm-hmm. And we were all on a cruise. And it was a listener cruise. So we were entertaining our group in the disco or whatever it was on the ship. He went around the room to 90 people, asked their name, did this thing with memory, and then went back and...
Got their name again?
All of them.
Is that right?
All 90 of them.
Is that right?
I don't think I've ever seen a more impressive personal performance than that. But I forget the technique he used, but it was something you... Say, repeat the name, and then you attach something to it. I forget what it was.
Have you ever, where you just heard their name, they just told you their name, and it went right through you?
Yes. Yes, I have. Oh, it looks like our Texas contingent is checking in with us this morning. Nicole and the gang, let's see what she's got to say.
Do you need another impossible question? You need another conundrum?
I guess we could do another one.
Hey, there's
that one,
looks like unanimity on that one.
We still have two seafood bistros and one food outlet.
This is just like...
And we saved this one.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
We often hit these points where we could use an extra prize.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. In fact, Nicole says, I had to explain to my coworkers what twice-a-day Millbrook means.
Oh, great.
And why we all keep joking about it.
That's fantastic.
When do you think the mayor of Millbrook will...
When do you think the mayor of Millbrook is going to swing by my house and be like, y'all can't live here anymore?
Swing
thanks.
Being the operative word.
Oh, my God!
The mayor's at the door, honey.
Woo!
All right.
It's like those Sling commercials. Gosh.
That the neighbors watch.
All those Sling commercials are the sleaziest, smarmiest, most disgusting.
And they're fantastic. We're slingers.
Yeah. She looks like it. She looks like she did the 4th Regiment in a, you know, when they were bivouacked in a nearby town.
What are you even saying? Those aren't words.
Bivouac?
What?
Bivouac, that's...
Bivouac, that's where soldiers, like, hang out.
Right.
It's not a building, it's a...
I don't know. I think that's enough for me today. I think maybe it's time for me to go downstairs.
And now, our national anthem.
You pull the flag down while I play it. Okay?
Meanwhile, Jim Beam warehouses filled with 45,000 barrels of bourbon have caught fire in Kentucky. That's the hard-hitting news. That's the upsetting news.
That'd be like a fireball.
I am in shock.
Is that the distiller that uses that? She's almost as skanky as the Sling chick.
Oh, the Jim Beam?
Yeah, she looks like she's.
I haven't seen a Jim Beam.
She takes you on a tour of you know, their barrels and all that stuff where the booze is.
I haven't seen
Mila Kunis.
Is that her?
She was. I remember seeing a commercial with her in front of the barrels. Hang on.
Hey, man, I never went out with her. I wouldn't know. But she has the.
Yeah, she does the Jim Beam commercials.
Let me
yeah.
see. Can you show me the?
Yes.
Tell you in an instant with my.
It's going to take me a minute. Hang on.
With my face.
Oh goodness! Turn that down.
With my face recognition technology, if that's her, if I'm thinking of the same person.
Well, we she'll be on there in a minute. Maybe not.
Hmm.
We're looking at a YouTube video.
There she is.
This may be her.
Is that her?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but she looks a little whoorish, if you'll pardon me.
What?
In that spot. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I love women. I think she's a little bit too heavy on the eye makeup. Help me out here, Rich. You're my friend. Support me.
She doesn't look like a school teacher.
Thank you. That's better than anything else I got.
What do you want in front of your bourbon?
Again, I like it.
I lost something here. Besides my dignity.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, soon to be homeless from Millbrook, with my good buddy Jay Scott, who hasn't offended me yet this morning.
Come over to Prattville, the preferred community.
I get upset in Prattville. When I do the parades and the kids throw the candy back inside the vehicle, it's...
Because it's crap candy?
It's not...
Is that why they do that?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to our promotions department and the buttery one about the candy that's selected for our parade participation.
Hey, what kid doesn't want a four-year-old Tootsie Roll to pull out their video?
From the last 4th of July.
Yeah.
Find outdated food at the seafood
exactly
bistro.
Where
it's
going.
No. Always fresh Gulf seafood for you to enjoy. I mean, that stuff's trucked in a couple of times a week from down there on the Gulf Coast. Things for you to enjoy. The snapper, the whitefish, the tilapia, the shrimp.
I think I'm going there for lunch.
You have been talking about a boil bag for a hot minute now.
I think I'm going to go for lunch.
And for those of you who don't know what the boil bag is, it's like a personalized crawfish or shrimp boil or crab claw boil.
It's like a low country boil, and it's absolutely delicious.
Comes with the Cajun tater, the Cajun corn, the Kaneka sausage, which is now the official sausage of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Roll Tide. So,
where are you?
If you've got a seafood craving, go get fixed up at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. Find them online at the Seafood Bistro, @Kim.
Where are you?
You can also find them on Facebook to stay up to date with their holiday hours and their daily specials, the Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Emily Hayes.
You're welcome, Greg.
Captain
Kangaroo. Okay, here is conundrum number two.
You'll have to excuse me. I'm looking for new homes.
Eddie Bader.
Bellwood West.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, Eddie Bader, need your help. We're going to get kicked out of Millbrook.
Hey, my house in Bellwood West would be great for you guys because it held up under all kinds of that.
It's at least once a day.
What in God almighty? Seriously?
I'd have Jones Brothers over a couple of times.
Stop!
Somebody please bring me a cocktail.
Let's move on to the conundrum.
All right. The average person...
Oh, no.
Just to let you know that the Seafood Bistro, by the way, will be closed tomorrow. They open back up regular hours on Friday.
Okay.
The average person does this 98 times per year.
Oh, great.
I forget.
Everything you say should add in Millbrook at the end of it.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Or excluding.
Oh, this is a good one.
No, this is
a good one.
Not Millbrook.
This is a good one.
The average person does this 98 times per year. What is this thing they do? I do it.
You're going to give them any hit? Okay, you can give them any kind of history? I mean, hints?
You're more likely to do it in the morning than the evening.
Oh, in the morning. Okay, so the average person does this.
But there are people
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it any time. But
yes.
But it's more likely in the morning.
Was that a complaint?
No, no, that was not a complaint at all.
97. So 97 times a year, on average, people do this, and a lot of times it's in the morning.
Yeah. So what? And it's nothing crazy or goofy.
No.
It's a very
it's very easy. Yeah.
And if you do, are you in fact one of these people that's 98 times a year, you'll be able to do it for a lot less at Food Outlet. 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your morning traffic. And things have returned to a normal traffic flow around town. We don't see any big problems on the boulevard. A little bit of crowding around the intersections. Just watch yourself there. If you're on the interstates, it looks like everybody's back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues on the 31s. Let's be careful as we head into work this morning, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jay Quillen. Where's Jay Quillen at?
Jay Quillen is on the back of this license plate. Somebody, this is from Brock.
Uh-huh.
It's a license plate that has the letter J, Q W E L, space N. Jay Quillen.
Huh. Not the one we know?
We are a trendsetter here at this radio station. Jay Quillen Tomlinson.
Or something at this radio station.
Hmm.
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 Hmm. What do we do?
What do you mean, what do we do? Find Emily a new place to live.
Oh, they're not going to throw you out.
Oh, I know
Al. I know the bear.
Here is the conundrum. The average person does this 98 times a year. Now, we haven't had to pull out the torture music once so far this morning. And please don't make me start.
See that?
98 times a year, that's about, one out of every 4 days or so.
You going to text him and tell him not to throw us out of Millbrook?
I have the mayor of Millbrook's in my phone.
Well, how do you like that? You know everybody.
No.
When we went to the Happy Together concert, that was about a year ago, right?
Yeah.
And our mayor stands up and acknowledges Rich. I felt so important that evening.
Jeez.
Everybody's making a fuss. It's Rich Thomas sitting there. So what is this thing? Now, we mentioned you, if you are a 98 time per year person, you'll save money if you go to Food Outlet on this habit. So that's a generous hint. So let's crunch the numbers and give us a Cheerio at 272-9228.
Oh my gosh.
And you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
days
while we visit.
Let's crunch the numbers and call us and give us a cheerio.
I'm going to go out and have a puff in the next spot break.
Okay. They're great.
You're frosting my flakes, Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
At the moment, we have a layer of clouds out there. I'm going to check the radar because there was just a little bit of mist. Yeah, there's a few light showers roaming around out there this morning, which is going to put a temporary damper on some of the heat. But I think this will all burn off later. And I still expect the high temperature will be in the middle 90s today. And I still expect the heat index into triple digits today, with scattered thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. But again, I say there's some rain on the radar right now. Just enough misting rain out there to get maybe you get the windshield wiper going. Low tonight will be in the mid-70s, then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Look for a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. They're still going to be scattered, but they'll be more on radar by then. High temperatures still in the middle 90s right on through Sunday. And the beach forecast, basically the same. Highs are down a few degrees near 90, but the heat index into triple digits. And rain chances relatively small tomorrow and the 4th of July. Better rain chances over the upcoming weekend down at the beach. And water temperature now 87 for the Gulf of Mexico. Right now this morning, we have cloudy skies. Again, a little misting out there and very humid with 78 degrees at 838.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All righty. That's one reason why we're the favorite brand of radio for so many people. News Talk 93.1 FM, the Conundrum. And Lindsay, you are the first to take a crack at this after half a dozen generous hints. What is it the average person does 98 times a year?
Makes breakfast.
Oh, we need more than that. That we can accept that.
That's close.
You're on to something, of course, but that's... Yeah. But thank you. Maybe call back.
Yeah.
All right.
There doesn't appear to be a lot of competition. Joel.
Yeah, I was going to say grocery shop, but that ain't nowhere close to making breakfast.
No.
No.
No, she was close.
Hey, but let me tell you, Al Kelly has got the strike force ready to go to... Emily's house now, so Emily may not want to go home tonight.
Well, I don't know. Al Kelly's a nice guy, and
he's super nice.
His mom used to bake cookies for me, and he would deliver them to me at the station all
nice.
The time. Yeah, he's a great guy, and she is too.
Okay, thank y'all. Have a great fourth.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Is it true that there's more Quakers living in Millbrook than any other? Master Thespian.
Greetings and hallucinations, one and all.
Yes.
So I don't know if I can actually win this. I was one of the 21 people that called earlier this week and want to see if they beat
me.
I don't want to get the rich and buttery one upset with me. But I can stab a guess that hopefully will not be what it is, and maybe if I do win, I can give it to the next person to call in. How about that?
It's not really how it works, actually.
What is your answer?
I was going to say go to the grocery store.
That's not it anyway. Thank you.
Right. We appreciate you participating, and a big war hawk for you.
Pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
News Talk, who's this?
Cooter.
Sir,
hey,
what's the first letter
of
last
name? Did you get an answer yet?
The winner.
No.
I eat cereal every morning.
Give me cereal.
That's it. We couldn't take breakfast, but we needed cereal.
That's right.
Exactly. Cheerio to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Rich's little pebbles of humor, isn't it?
Pebbles.
Tricks are for weathermen. All right.
What would you like? Cooter, would you like a seafood bistro gift certificate or a food outlet gift certificate?
Food outlet, please.
All right, the food outlets.
Hang on, my friend. We so appreciate you. Kevin, we got a winner, but we thank you for trying.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Maybe we could go ahead and do the weekly prize drawing at the end of the show today.
Hey, man.
Since today is our Friday.
I mean, that's your call.
Thank you.
It's your show.
I can't hear you all the way against the wall over
there. That's your call. It is your show.
Jeez.
Maybe you want to do a good news story this morning?
Maybe you could phone in instead of be on the mic.
Way more Garrett Morris than...
That's a joke going around. What's the difference between an illegal alien and E.T.?
What's the difference?
I'm getting the face from Emily, so I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's not ugly. It's not hate-filled.
Okay.
Good heavens, people. It's 8:42. I want to talk to you about a product, especially when we're going through peak, hot, and humid weather like this. Your AC is probably working close to continuously unless you enjoy a much warmer house. You can tolerate your thermostat at 76 or even higher. This is an insulation that will cut your electric cost by about a third, and it works year-round. It's called Master Foam. Master Foam. Call our buddy Wade Cannon at Master Foam and ask them to come out and give you an estimate on insulating your attic. Now, what they do is this is a spray-on that dries into a styrofoam that not only keeps the cool air in, because a lot of the, you know, it's like your dad used to say, "What? I don't work for the electric company.
Right.
Close that door. Shut that window." It doesn't let the cool air that your system is creating out, and it protects your roof and attic and the top part of your house from the hot air getting in. It is a true layer of insulation. It's laughable. After I sat with Wade and talked about this with him, it's laughable when you think we roll that stuff into the grooves of an attic and that's insulation. That is not insulation. That's actually kind of a joke. Real insulation comes in the form of Master Foam, and it's truly a product that does pay for itself. So do yourself a money-saving favor. Call Wade at 802-FOAM, 802-F-O-A-M. If you'd like to learn more online, go to masterfoam.com. There is a dash between master and foam on that, master-foam.com. And check it out. This is certainly a product that can not only lower your electric costs, but extend the life of your system, because it won't have to work 24/7 to keep your house comfortable during the hot and, of course, warm during the really cold weather. Master Foam, 802-FOAM, 844.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 8 months later and still no answers for the family of a man shot and killed last Thanksgiving. Jermaine Sanders was shot in the 1800 block of Church Street in Selma while walking home from Thanksgiving dinner. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction. Senator Doug Jones met with rural hospital workers in Dadeville Tuesday. Jones heard from the staff at Lake Martin Community Hospital about the challenges they're facing. He says more funding is needed to keep these hospitals open. And celebrate the 4th of July tonight at Blount Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Music from Cam & Company starts at 6, followed by the fireworks at 9 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your morning traffic, and things have returned to a normal traffic flow around town. We don't see any big problems on the boulevard. A little bit of crowding around the intersections. Just watch yourself there. If you're on the interstates, it looks like everybody's back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues on the 31s. Let's be careful as we head into work this morning, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's food, fun, and fireworks as the City of Montgomery presents the Independence Day celebration at Blount Cultural Park on July 3rd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Wind Creek Casino, Bama Budweiser, Larry Bucket Chevrolet, and WSFA. Enjoy live music by Cam and Company, kids' activities, food vendors, Budweiser Beer Garden, and fireworks at dusk. Admission is free and you are encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. Enjoy all this family fun and grab the best seat in town for the grand fireworks display on July 3rd at Blount Cultural Park. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's watch the sky explode. It's time to celebrate ya. I got a whole truckload of Chinese firecrackers. Pyromaniacs love ya. Honor our founding fathers and piss off all our neighbors. Decorate the night with screams and swirls
as I ignite it.
Hey!
Please don't be frightened. It's time to light it.
Let the fire gun burn.
The cops are after me. Bought them illegally. Birthday of our country.
The 4th of July.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 8:49. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Zhang Kadai.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid, you know, and people exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's just oftentimes I'm known for starting a segment on the show without having the paper right in front of me.
Oh, I see.
I'm so organized. I actually, no, this is true. I have this set up before we even go on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning of shuffling stuff around, sometimes it can get misplaced.
I understand. Right.
Nominee number one, a woman from New York. Got into an argument with her boyfriend while they were on vacation in guess what state?
Well,
Minnesota.
Minnesota, Florida. That's right. Florida, I can't begin to tell you what a great state Florida might be if the New Yorkers had just stayed.
The panhandle's okay.
And moved somewhere else, yeah.
Because that's just like the extension of the South.
All right, this lady named Serena Wolf. From Buffalo, met her boyfriend Michael Crane. God, I wish I had a crane sound effect. They were in Clearwater. They got into a big argument while they were having dinner at a restaurant, and he left. So she decided to get revenge by giving the waitress, are you ready for this, a $5,000
tip.
Yeah,
I heard about this.
On his credit card. The meal was $55.37, so that's about a 9,000% tip. He confronted her when he saw the charge. She denied it, so he called the police to report credit card fraud. After the cops got involved, she admitted what she did And now she's facing charges for felony grand theft.
Well, there you go.
So sometimes that, hell hath no fury thing goes a little bit too far.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Next up, we have a guy named Emmanuel Levitt in New York. He's a felon with robbery and drug convictions. And, of course, when you're a felon, that means you can run for political office, but you can't own a gun. Saturday night, he went into a combination Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins.
That's interesting.
As he walked in, he adjusted his pants, and guess what fell on the ground? A loaded gun.
If it's anything like what happens when I... Oh, no.
Did it go off?
No, but he happened to adjust his pants while three New York Police Department transit detectives were taking a break. So they grabbed him, found out he was a felon, and now he's back in jail for felony criminal possession of a loaded firearm. He could do another 10 years for the simple act of adjusting his pants at the wrong time. And our third nominee, a guy... in a way, I kind of think he needs to win this. He's from Ryan Stinnett, Texas. Stinnett is the actual name of the town.
Oh, okay.
Last week, he met a woman on social media. She lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. She told him they could meet up and they could do that.
Oh.
She offered that if he got her an Amazon gift card. Now, you know you're dealing with a...
Really a high-class person if that's you get that in return for...
I mean, he must have looked at her and thought, "You're gorgeous!" He smelled a scam. Okay, so he's got at least that much in the way of smarts. To make sure she was legit, he got in his car, drove 530 miles to the address that she gave. When he got there, she said he could come inside only after he sent the picture of the Amazon gift card. So he sent the picture, but when he tried to go inside, it turned out she'd given him a fake address. She used the gift card and blocked him on social media. Seems like she went to an awful lot of trouble to get an Amazon gift card.
Right. There could have been an easier way.
Yeah. But look at this moron. I think he's the moron. He drove 530 miles because he smelled a scam and then fell for it anyway.
A listener comments, "Yep, Stinnett, Texas is way up in the panhandle north of Amarillo." That comes from Ryan.
Oh, no kidding.
So listener Ryan is commenting this morning.
Listener Ryan, eh?
Yeah.
How about that? So who's the dumbest of the dumb here? I mean, I kind of think driving, I mean, being smart enough to smell a scam and then giving the gift card and getting, well.
I think that's got to be the winner.
I was going to go with the gift card one,
yeah.
At first, I was doing the gun guy, but now the gift card's good.
Let's do it.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Yeah, you got to be very careful, too, if you're ticked off at somebody and you have a credit card with their name on it, to not just randomly add $5,000 to it because you're upset. Let's talk a moment about a great business that's been around since the Preferred Community was a real tiny little town of just a few thousand people. Going back three generations, that's Brian Jewelry, professional jewelers. A certain goose is sending me some jewelry to bring there and get appraised and then have made into something completely unique. I think it's a very healthy thing she's doing, and she asked because she's familiar with their work and was very impressed. So that's what I'm awaiting delivery on. I'll go up and see Lynn and the team, and I've got a couple of ideas I want to run by them. I'm hoping that I can do something on social media just to show you how incredibly talented these people are. Now, as jewelers go, they have a huge selection in stock of rings, pendants, all kinds of gems, every cut of diamond you can think of in all sizes and price ranges. They have two showcases, one that features beautiful merchandise celebrating Auburn, one that celebrates Alabama. So you got lots of choices when you walk in, and they're very competitively priced, and they can help you with financing if you need that. I was able to get wedding bands and all that at 0%, which is an interest rate I was only too happy to pay. And you can do a little more, too, when the interest rate is 0%. And, of course, they can create something from scratch. You can have a watch that you designed done there. They do it all. at Brian Jewelry, and have been for, and I always think of that little couple at Costco showing me their rings that they bought at Brian Jewelry 61 years ago, and they're still happily married. So put a happy ending to whatever occasion you're looking to celebrate or create with help from Brian Jewelry. Join their club at brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Or stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in Prattville. The very finest. Doesn't mean you have to pay the most. It's Brian Jewelry. Mr.
Sandman. Okay, now it's time for our Independence Day sale at Mr. Sandman, which will be a short sale because we will be closed July 3rd and 4th so we can party with our kids and grandchildren. But don't worry, like everywhere else, this sale will be held over for another week or two. We now have fabulous new lineups from Soda, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and Diamond Mattress. We will be wheeling and dealing all summer, giving you the largest selection of mattresses, headboards, and beds at the very best prices. We have everything from extra firm to sink-in luxurious plush, from quality budget sets, really nice middle-of-the-road sets, to absolutely fabulous luxury mattresses, most unique to this area. We also sell adjustable bases for less every day. Mr. Sandman has mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. We're on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Okay, all you 1970 Lee graduates, we're planning our 50th reunion. This is the one you can't miss. Everyone's forgiven you. Come see long-lost friends. Contact Becky Leake or me on Facebook. It will be fun.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, I'll be back this afternoon at 3 with Young.
Join.
And we'll be looking for you to stop by Baumhauer's. If you're staying in town tonight, Baumhauer's is a short hop to a viewing venue for the fireworks at Blunt
Cultural
Park.
This is true. Yeah. Yep.
So we hope you'll stop by, and tonight we'll be giving away 4 tickets for the Biscuit Game Saturday night. I'm hosting a little section there. I'd love to have you come and join us for that. 5:10 this afternoon, Brant McDonald will join us, and we'll see how the markets are opening today, huh?
They were, the futures were up. Now, I haven't seen the latest.
Up 86 points.
There you go.
And, yeah, 86 points this early in the trading day.
Yesterday started off down and ended up, I think we closed it up 69 yesterday.
Well, the market's only 149 points short on the Dow of hitting the magic 27,000 number, which would be pretty impressive.
The S&P had hit an all-time high yesterday.
Yes, it's only 19 points shy of 3,000. Yep. Pretty amazing stuff. Brant explains what it all means and how it affects you and your money this afternoon at 5:10. You can always reach out to Brant at 387-0094 and get a start on your own financial future, because it all starts with that first dollar. We'll save the weekly prize drawing.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll do it next week.
And we'll double up. So if you didn't make it in on the phone today, you can do it next week and join us as our weekend starts now. Pretty cool.
It does.
For who? Whose weekend starts now?
Well, I mean, not mine either. I got to come back today. I'm busy.
Our morning radio program?
Yes.
Yes.
What have we got lined up for tomorrow and Friday for our